Welcome back. Welcome back to another great Winner to Win Wednesday. Yes, you have tuned into the Precious Jewel You, I Forgive Me podcast on this great Winner to Win Wednesday. And I'm so happy that you are tuning in. Let's get into this episode on this great Winner to Win Wednesday.
I'm coming out Philippians 4:13, and it says, it's a very familiar, very popular passage of scripture, and it simply says, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. I can. That's the thing. I can. And it says, do all things, not some things, but all things through Christ who strengthens me. So as you're coming on tight, I'm coming out. The Bible says I can do all things. Yes, the Bible says I can do all things, not some things, not do one thing and nope, don't be able to do the other thing, but I can do all things. No matter what's going on, I can do all things. No matter what the situation is, I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. So I'm coming out. Whatever you are going through at this time, whatever situation you have at this time, whatever problem that you're going through, say I'm coming out. Why? Because I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. Some of you may be feeling depressed. Some of you may be feeling low. Some of you may be feeling disgusted. Some of you may be feeling like you've just been drawn through the mud. But you're coming out. Why? Because I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. That don't just mean the good things. That means when you're going through the bad things, you can go through it. Why? Because I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. I'm coming out of this. I may be going through this right now. I may be going through this trial right now. But I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So as you're coming on tight, I'm coming out. I'm coming out of this situation. I'm coming out of this problem. I'm coming out of my circumstances. Why? Because I can do all things through Christ who gives me the strength to do it. No matter what it is, no matter what may come, no matter what may go, I can do all things through Christ who gives me the strength to do it. I'm coming out. I'm telling y'all, I'm coming out. Some of you are feeling so depressed. Some of you are feeling so low. I'm telling you. Some of you are feeling all down. Some of you are feeling worthless. But you're coming out. You're coming out of that thing. Because you can do all things. The devil may make you feel like that you can't get out of it. The devil may make you feel like that you got to be stuck in it. The devil may make you feel like that this is where God wants you to be. But no, you're coming out. You're coming out because you can do all things through Christ who gives you the strength. You can do all things through Christ who gives you the strength. You're coming out. You're coming out. You're coming out. If God did not think you had the strength to do it, He would not put you through it. That's why you're coming out. I'm coming out. Some of you may be going through on your job, my Lord. Some of you may be going through situations in your family. Some of you may be facing marriage problems. But guess what? You're coming out because you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Some of you may be going through with your children. But guess what? You're not going to stay there. That is not where you're going to stay positioned at. You are coming out of that. You are coming out of that. You are coming out. So as you're coming out, type, I'm coming out. No matter the situation, no matter the problem, no matter what may come, no matter what the enemy may try to bring, I'm coming out. I may come to it, but I'm going through it, and I'm coming out of it. Some of you have been talked about, yes. Some of you have been lied on. Some of you have been criticized, been scandalized. But guess what? Even through all of that, you are still coming out. Even through being drawn through the mud, you are still coming out on top. Even though you've been lied on, you are still coming out on top. Because God has given you the strength to endure the pain, the sufferings. God has given you the strength to endure all the trials. You are coming out. You may go to it, but God will give you the strength to go through it. So you will come out. And you will come out as pure gold. Just like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Yes, Lord. Just like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They went through the fiery furnace. But guess what? When they came out, it was nothing. No smoke or no nothing. No smell of fire on them. They came out on top. They came out as pure gold. Yes, they went through the trial. Yes, they went through the tribulation. But they came out because God was with them. Jesus was right there. You all know the story. It says that when they were thrown in, it was only three. But lo and behold, they looked back and they saw four. Jesus was right there. He was right there. God is going to be right there with you no matter what you go through. Don't let the devil talk you into staying in the state of feeling down, in the state of feeling that you can't come out of it. Don't let the enemy talk to your ear and make you feel like that is where you belong. No, you're coming out. You're coming out. You're coming out. You're coming out. I want you to really get that in you. I want you to really get that down in your spirit. You're coming out. You may go through. You may go through. But you're coming out. Just like the woman with the issue of blood. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. She had an issue of blood. Y'all know the story. 12 years. But guess what? Guess what? She came out. Instantly. She came out. She came out. She came out. God gave her the strength. She said, if I can just touch. All she had to do was touch the hem of his garment. And she knew she would be made whole. She came out of her situation. Her blood dried up at that very moment. For 12 years, she was dealing with this problem. For 12 years, she was dealing with this pain. But God gave her the strength to move through the crowd so that when she can come out of her issue. Y'all, you may go through. You may go through the pain. You may go through the struggles. You may go through being lied on, talked about, treated wrong, treated bad. You may go through depression. You may go through even want to just give up. But if you hold on to Jesus, oh my, if you hold on to Jesus, if you hold on to Jesus, he will give you the strength. He will give you the power. He will give you what you need to know that you are coming out. You are not going to be in this alone. You are not going to be in this too much longer. As a matter of fact, you're coming out now. You're coming out now. Just like Job, my Lord, my Lord, my Lord. Just like Job. Y'all know the story? Job lost everything. Everything that somebody could ever have, think of having. He lost it all in an instant. But guess what? God gave him a strength. The strength of Jesus. The strength of Jesus. He came out. He came out. He came out. So y'all, I'm telling you, just cause you're going through on your job, you may be going through with your family, you may be going through in your marriage, you may be going through with your children, you may be going through mentally, you may be going through health problems, you may be going through whatever it may be, financial problems. But don't let the enemy talk you into making you think that this is what it's gonna be. This is not the end for you. This is not the end for you. You are coming out through Christ, who's going to give you the strength to go through every trial, every fiery furnace, every tribulation, every pain, every suffering. It may not look like it now. It may not look like it now. But I'm telling you, you're coming out. Your struggles shall not overtake you. You are coming out. The wilderness, you may be in a wilderness right now, but it shall not overtake you, because you are coming out. You are coming out. You are coming out. Your pains are not going to overtake you, my Lord. You are coming out of that. You are coming out of that. You are coming out. You're the lowest point. You may be at your lowest. The lowest point that you have ever been in your life. But guess what? You are coming out of that too. Because God says you can do all things. You can do all things. All means all. Through the good, the bad, the ugly. All. You can do all things. You can endure that pain. You can endure that suffering. You're coming out. God, Jesus is your strength. God sent Jesus for our strength, the blood of Jesus. Just hold on to it. Hang on to it. Don't let go of it. Because this is not your stopping. This is not your ending point in the problem, the situation that you are in now. It's not over for you. It's not over for you. So don't let the enemy make you believe that this is it for you. Don't let the enemy make you believe that all the pains and the struggles that you're going through, that this is it for you. Don't let the enemy make you believe that even in your your finances may be going all crazy. Don't let the enemy make you believe that this is it. You can do all things through Christ, who gives you the strength. You're coming out. Your storms shall not overtake you. You're coming out of them. You're coming out. So grab hold to Jesus. Grab hold to the strength. Grab hold to your power source. Grab hold to Him. And know that this is not the end for you. He did not bring you this far to leave you in a mess like this. You are coming out, and you're coming out as pure gold, without a touch, without no kind of sign that you even went through. You are coming out. All you got to say is, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. All of my help, it comes from God. It comes from the Lord. All of your help, it comes from the Lord. So no matter what you're going through right now, it can be with a loss of a loved one. I know so many is going through with losing loved ones. So many is going through. And my condolences to those who have lost loved ones. My heart aches with you. But guess what? This is not the end for you. This is not the end. This is not the end. You are coming out of it. You are coming out of it, and it's going to be a test. A testimony. So you can help somebody else. that will go through the same exact thing. The problems that we face in life, I've learned that they are not for us. Yes, we grow. Yes, we may listen. Yes, we may learn from them. But they are to help somebody else. We learn. We gain knowledge to help somebody else and encourage them and let them know what I'm letting y'all know now, that this is not the end for you. You are not going to stay in that same state. God is not going to leave you right there. He's not going to leave your heart broken. He's not going to leave you broken and shattered in pieces. You're coming out because you can do all things through Christ who gives you the strength. And as long as you hold on to that strength, as long as you hold on to the strength that God has given you, you will come out as pure gold. You will come out without a spot or sign of any struggles, of anything to show that you have been through. That's just how beautiful God will make you. I'm telling y'all. So know that you are coming out. Because God has sent his strength, the strength of Jesus, to pull us through no matter what we go through, we're coming out. And I don't believe that we're coming out later. I don't believe that. We're coming out now. So catch hold on to it. Believe it and watch God. So God, as I've done what you told me to do, as I've given your word to your people, Father God, I ask you, Lord God, to touch them. Allow them to know and believe that they are coming out of whatever situation and problem that they have encountered in this life, that they are going through right now. Father God, you said that we can do all things through Christ who give us strength. He strengthens us. He strengthens us while we go through the trials, the tribulations, the pains, the sufferings. God, if we just continue to hold on to the strength of Jesus, hold on to our power source, we will come out as pure gold. So, Father God, I thank you. I bless your name for your word. And I know your word has went out and touched somebody. And I bless your name for it right now. God, keep us in you. Keep us in you. Until you be all the glory and honor. And it is so. And it is done. In Jesus' name. Amen. You all be blessed. I love you all so much. Remember that you're coming out. You're coming out because Jesus is our strength. Continue to hold on. Continue to hold on to your strength. Continue to hold on to your power source. You're coming out. And you're coming out now. Just all throughout, all whatever you're going through, continue to say, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. And know that you are coming out, and it won't be long. It won't be long. It won't be like the woman with the issue of blood for 12 years. No, you're coming out now. You're coming out now. But you got to believe it. You got to have faith. And you got to know without a shadow of a doubt that this is not where God is going to leave you. This is not your end. You are coming out of this, and you're coming out as pure gold, just like the precious jewel that He has called all of us to be. You all be blessed. I love you all so much, but you know God loves you so much more. Be blessed.
Okay, Jules, that's all for this great episode, but we will be coming back to you next week at 7 p.m. for another great Winning to Win Wednesday message coming from the precious jewel, you, I Forgive Me podcast. Yeah, so tune in next week at 7 p.m. to hear another great Winning to Win Wednesday message. And don't forget to go follow us on Instagram and YouTube to see what's going on in the precious jewel you ministry. Okay, all right, so you all be blessed. Don't forget to forgive, forget, move on, and win at it all, because you are God's precious jewel. That's why we are winning to win together. Bye.